Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, while partly cloudy skies will drop down to the lower 20s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 40s, winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 26, and Thursday sunny. Currently, it's 39.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA. I've already wrapped up for the year, but it does show 70% of the nation's corn has been harvested out of Sunday. Last year, the number was 84. 90% of the nation's soybean harvested. Last year, it was at 92. Sorghum harvest now 72% finished. Last year was 83. Hard red winter wheat nationwide now 91% planted. In Kansas, that winter wheat is now 93% complete. Nationwide, the emerged of wheat is 75. Kansas, the number at 73. And the condition of the wheat crop, hard red winter wheat, 55% good to excellent. In Kansas, the number is 59. You can find the full report online at agview.net. USDA has withdrawn a proposed rule to revisit biotech regulations and says it will re-engage with stakeholders. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service said Monday it wants more information from stakeholders to determine the most effective science-based approach for regulating the products to modern biotechnology while protecting plant health. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says USDA needs to take a fresh look and explore policy alternatives and continue the dialogue regarding biotech regulations. APHIS oversees the importation, interstate movement, and environmental release of genetically engineered organisms to ensure they do not pose a plant pest risk. Perdue said the U.S. needs to regulate and has policies that are flexible and adaptable to the ongoing biotechnology innovations in the industry today. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm running for position 6 as a write-in candidate, USD 364 Board of Education.
Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Kevin is currently serving on the Marysville Junior Senior High School Site Council. He served as president of St. Gregory's School Council and has coached many youth teams, showing he truly cares for children. Kevin is a man of strong faith, serving on St. Malachi's Parish and Finance Councils. Kevin has been Beatty Mayor for 12 years and was instrumental in the fundraising and reconstruction of the new Beatty Cafe. Kevin is really involved in the betterment of the community. Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Be sure to fill in the oval and write Kevin O'Neill for position 6 as a write-in candidate for the USD 364 Board of Education. That's Kevin O'Neill, position 6, write-in candidate, Board of Education.
Paid for by friends for Kevin O'Neill. One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Nelson Power & Light is available for prompt, reliable service, both commercial and residential. Let Jordy Nelson assist with all of your electrical needs, heating and air conditioning service, computer networking, phone system maintenance, and cable wiring needs. He has a bucket truck available for those outside jobs. Insured and bonded, depend on Nelson Power & Light to provide service to Marysville and surrounding communities. Phone number is 562-9222. Just one number to call, Nelson Power & Light, 562-9222.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Kansas Democratic Party has agreed to pay a $19,000 fine after an audit concluded it had filed incorrect campaign finance reports in 2011 and 2012. The Federal Election Commission's audit earlier found this year the party underreported contributions and other receipts by a total of $149,000 in 2011 and 2012. The audit also said that expenditures were underreported by more than $227,000 during the two-year period. The death certificate for a black man killed by Topeka police in September says that he died from a gunshot wound to his back. Topeka police said initially that Dominic White was shot after a struggle and that at least one shot struck his chest. The Topeka Police Department declined to discuss the death certificate and referred questions to the Lawrence police, who are investigating the incident. I'm Stephanie Austin.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring, starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
There's no school today for the Pratt School District, USD 382, after the district received an email threat yesterday. Superintendent Susan Patton said the district immediately called the Pratt Police Department and set its emergency response plan into motion to notify parents, students, and district employees. The administration determined that they needed more time to determine the origins of the threat and have time to properly inspect each of the buildings. A federal judge has given the final go-ahead to a settlement in a lawsuit filed against the Wilson County Sheriff over his jail's policy of allowing inmates to receive and send only postcards in the mail. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson approved the agreement, allowing inmates to send and receive letters in envelopes at the Southeast Kansas Jail. The deal also requires the sheriff to pay $10,000 in litigation costs. Jail officials can still restrict correspondence that poses a safety threat or encourages criminal activity. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Health officials are assessing whether they need to treat anyone who is exposed to tuberculosis. A patient who has died in Omaha. The patient was treated October 29th at Fremont Health and transferred to an Omaha hospital. The patient died on Friday. A judge has sentenced a former treasurer of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska Tribal Council to 5 years of probation. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 56-year-old Thomas Snowball of Winnebago was sentenced to probation, community service, and ordered to pay back $36,500 in restitution. He had pled guilty to theft from an Indian gaming establishment. The Department of Correctional Services says 24-year-old Michael Miller was arrested Saturday on charges of bribery and unauthorized communication with an inmate. Miller was taken to the Lancaster County Jail after a substance known as K2 was found in his vehicle. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Election day is Tuesday, with polling locations open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This year, city and school board elections will move to the fall ballot. Marysville voters will choose a mayor, with incumbent Carla Grund opposed by former city manager Rick Shane. Bobby Pippia is the lone candidate filed for Ward 1 City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Keith Beichman is challenged by Terry Hughes and Robert Shelburne. Ward 3 incumbent Vicki Gross faces off with Jason Barnes and Sharon Marks. And in Ward 4, Kyle Bargman and Diane Schroller vie for the seat. Three positions are open for Marysville USD 364, with incumbent Chris Denner challenged by Tammy Antoine for position 4. Pam Dankenbrink is unopposed for position 5. And writing candidates Kevin O'Neill and Jim Swim Jr. have announced for position 6. For writing candidates, you need to write the name and check the box. Axtell Mayor Wynn Bussing is unopposed, and Ed Farrell and Andy Torrey are filed for 2 council seats. Beatty Mayor Kevin O'Neill is unopposed, with Dan Schmitz and incumbents Rob Olmsted and Gary Scala filed for 5 seats open. Joseph Funk and Aaron Owen are unopposed for Frankfort City Council. Oquito Mayor Darrell Cook is unopposed, with incumbents Dave Herman and Mel Holly filed, with 4 positions open. Summerfield Mayor Bruce Mitchell is unopposed. Terry G., Kyle Renz, and Joy Renz Jr. have filed for 5 open council seats. USD 380 patrons will decide on a $1.35 million question allowing for safety and security improvements at the Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia schools. An $8.25 million proposal, which also included other building upgrades, was defeated in August. For Valley Heights, USD 498 school board incumbent Sharon Osborne is challenged by Jeff McCullough for position 4. No one filed for position 5, and Melva Center is unopposed for position 6. USD 380 has no contested races, with Royce Becker filed for position 3, Amy Adams position 4, and Eric Gerstner position 5. Position 6 will be determined by write-in. For USD 113, Prairie Hills and Shaughnessy is running uncontested for position 6. In Washington County, 5 Barnes residents are filed for 3 council seats, Jana Albers, Sam McPeak, Carolyn Moore, Nick Sedeby, and Kevin Height. No one has filed for Greenleaf or Haddam mayor or council. In Hanover, Nick Rohr and Kylie Fritchie are filed with 3 seats open. Mike Clay is running for Hollenberg mayor and Thomas Webster for council. No one has filed for Lynn mayor or council. In Washington, Melanie Bryant and Don Imhoff are filed with 3 open council positions. Washington County USD 108 School Board has 2 write-in candidates announced. Twyla LaCure and Kevin Elliott for position 4. Rhonda Manley and Bradley Jones are uncontested for positions 2 and 6, respectively. USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn have just a single candidate for each of 3 open positions, with Douglas Beichman, Alan Holdy, James Arbanecki on the ballot. Polls open again Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. We'll have election results Tuesday evening live on KNDY. Eugene E. Gene Rosebaugh, age 95, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Marysville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Gene Rosebaugh.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
It's the Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House, now through Friday. Get 30% off select Hallmark gifts, buy one, get one half off boxed holiday cards, the best selection of Hallmark ornaments in Northeast Kansas, and cozy winter accessories. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is now open 7 days a week, including 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. You don't want to miss the Holiday Open House.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, with this upper-level disturbance over our area, it looks like we will continue to see clouds as we head through the day, but we do have a high-pressure system that will move in across the central parts of Midwest, bringing dry weather and a little bit more sunshine as we head towards the middle of the week, all the way through the end of the week. It does look like as we head into the weekend, could see some chances for some rain showers. Otherwise, temperatures kind of cool this week, anywhere from the mid to upper 40s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to the lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures upper 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 45. And Thursday night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For propane delivery, call on Hoover's in Greenleaf. Propane is a safe, efficient, economical choice for home heating, cooking, and other chores. For propane delivery, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Offering prompt delivery and excellent customer service, Hoover's is just a phone call away. For your propane delivery needs, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201.
Average high temperature early November, 60. Record high on this date, 83 in 1980. The average low, 37. The record low is 13 in 1959. Sunset this evening, 5:15. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
If you like weather extremes, you'll love November. It's a look into the weather archives today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 7th, the 311th day of the year. Folk singer Joni Mitchell celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1940, high winds caused the collapse of the newly constructed Galloping Gertie Bridge in Tacoma, Washington. November can be a month of dramatic weather events as cold air masses build up under high pressure in the Arctic. When the jet stream happens to get behind one of those air masses, it sends the freezing air barreling south. Such cold fronts are sometimes called blue northers. In 1911, one such front blasted into Oklahoma and sent the thermometer from 83 to 17 in one afternoon. It's not hard to see why a blue norther is also sometimes called a pneumonia front. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Four Carats Fine Jewelry and Gifts liquidation continues. Now get 40 to 60% off jewelry, crystal, watches, baby gifts, and more. Find beautiful gifts that will leave lasting memories for the special people in your life. Be sure to check the 4 Carats Fine Jewelry and Gifts Facebook page for the special of the day for even more savings. That's at 4 Carats in downtown Marysville, 820 Broadway.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas City Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer, third baseman Mike Moustakas, and outfielder Lorenzo Cain were among nine free agents who received $17.4 million qualifying offers from their teams. Chicago Cubs pitchers Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis also received the offers yesterday, as did Tampa Bay pitcher Alex Cobb, Colorado closer Greg Holland, St. Louis pitcher Lance Lynn, and Cleveland catcher Carlos Santana. Players have until November 16th to accept. If they sign with new teams, their old clubs would get an extra draft pick as compensation, possibly a much lower selection than in the past under the rules in baseball's new labor contract. A club signing one of the players who didn't accept would lose a draft selection, no longer a first-round pick, and possibly part of its international bonus pool allocation for 2018-19. Mid-America Network Sports.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order patio doors, garage doors, and windows. If you've been thinking about upgrading, but you've been looking for just the right time, this could be the opening you've been waiting for. Come on in. With savings like these, you don't have to wait for an upgrade, but you shouldn't wait too long. Select patio doors, garage doors, and windows. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 15th. See store for details.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The Dallas Cowboys will spend yet a few more days awaiting the fate of Ezekiel Elliott as the NFL and Players Union continue what now has become a three-month court battle over his suspension. A federal appeals court has scheduled a Thursday hearing as attorneys for the Dallas Cowboys running back seek a longer-lasting injunction to stop his six-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. Elliott was ordered in August to serve the suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy, but he has received three reprieves through the legal system since then. The latest allowed Elliott to play Sunday against Kansas City as he ran for 93 yards and the go-ahead touchdown. And the players for number 12 Oklahoma State don't have any time to feel sorry for themselves. Following a 62-52 loss at home to Oklahoma, the Cowboys have another strong Big 12 opponent on the schedule coming up this Saturday. They visit number 24 Iowa State. Mid-America Network Sports.
Three area teams advance in the postseason football playoffs. Hanover travels to Caldwell. Friday kickoff at 5:30. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia hosts Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 6. Marysville entertains Cheney Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of our broadcast games streaming on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision, welcome home.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's the Holiday Open House at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Come to Elsie Grace's for new clothing and accessories, food tastings, fudge, and a prize drawing. Open until 8 on Thursday. Then stop next door at the Treasure Chest for wreaths and swags of holiday greenery and decorative picks for a holiday touch anywhere. It's the Holiday Open House you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort starting Thursday.
Fall and winter mean shorter days and lower indoor light for many gardeners and their indoor plants. Help your houseplants adjust to these changes and thrive throughout winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Move your plants to the sunniest, usually a south-facing window, if possible. If space is limited, rotate plants between low-light locations to sunnier spots indoors. Turn plants regularly so all the parts of the plants receive sufficient light. Adjust your watering schedule. Plants growing in lower light conditions need less frequent watering, but take into account air temperature as well. If you keep your house warm, the humidity is low and plants may dry out quickly. Stop fertilizing unless your plants are actively growing. Group plants together to increase humidity, but give them enough space so their leaves and stems are held at their natural position. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the great courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
He was one of the nation's first multi-sport stars, but you know him for football and the movie that helped tell his story. Today's American Countryside brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. George Gipp was born in 1895 and attended school and played sports in Calumet, Michigan. Bob Urkula shares the story from Gipp's hometown.
He never graduated from Calumet High School. today, you can't get into a school like Notre Dame or most colleges unless you graduate from high school. And you have the grades to get in. He not only didn't have the grades, he didn't even have a diploma.
It's hard to imagine entering Notre Dame without finishing high school. George was already 22 years old when he considered going to South Bend.
And that wasn't totally unusual in those days. It was not unusual. So he was out a few years. He worked a little bit here and there, played sports at home.
Gipper's recruited to play baseball for the Irish. One day, a football from an adjacent field landed on the ball diamond, and George picked it up and kicked it back over to the football team. Coach Newt Rockne saw the kick and walked over to George.
He said, "Where are you from, son?" He said, "Calumet, Michigan." And he said, "What are you doing down here?" He said, "I'm playing baseball." And, of course, Rockne, in his own mind at the time, was thinking, "You're going to be playing football." And that's what happened.
After 4 years of football, Gipp held the college's rushing record and was a national name. But Gipp had a health problem that his local doctor kept nagging him about.
Doc Roach had told him, "You know, George, when you come home in the summer, you know, we got to take those tonsils out." You know, he was getting sore throats a lot. So what happened is he just kept putting it off. And every summer he said, "Come on, George, we got to take care of it." No, no, he didn't want to miss any baseball.
But those tonsils over time became infected. And without drugs like penicillin, Gipp became gravely ill. We conclude our story about Gipp next time as we travel the countryside in Calumet, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
West, young maples and oaks. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A 30-year study is showing some tree species are on the move due to factors of climate change as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
A study on trees in the eastern United States shows they're packing their roots and moving. Over the past 30 years, many species of trees in the east have been shifting their growing locations in response to climate change. Purdue University professor Songlin Fai led the research team that gathered data on 86 tree species between 1980 and 2015. The common thought was that trees would move north to cooler temperatures as the eastern U.S. becomes warmer. However, he says the most surprising result is that a lot of the trees are moving west. They're going where the water is.
One particular aspect that we were able to find is that the precipitation patterns in the eastern U.S. has changed. So compared to the Midwest, there is much more moisture available and allowing trees are growing there.
Deciduous trees like oak and maple are primarily moving westward, but evergreens are moving more to the north. Think of a forest as a community of trees that live together. Fai says through more study, they hope to learn which communities are more vulnerable than others so they can provide guidance.
The other aspects is we really want to know the physiologies of these trees. We want to know their responses and what is the tolerance level. So possibly with further knowledge, we are able to make recommendations about, you know, seed zones and other management practice to make our forest stronger and more resilient.
Fai says further research on tree communities will focus on the impact that climate change can have on the sustainability of diverse ecosystems. Learn more about tree migration at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction for the William C. Cutting Trust Friday, November 10th. 157 acres in Marshall County, more or less, located a half mile east of Vermilion between Stone Road and Highway 9. This farm has traditionally been used as a stock farm, approximately 30 acres of grazing. For details, go online to jhorrigan.com or contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction. This land auction for the William Cutting Trust, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfurt American Legion.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Farmers are fans of country music superstar Luke Bryan, and Bryan is a fan of farmers. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley. Or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont Crop Protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont Crop Protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont Crop Protection or Pioneer Sales Professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
Luke Bryan pays tribute to America's farmers and to his own Georgia farm roots with his annual farm tour.
I grew up taking soil samples with my dad, scouting cotton in the summer.
The country star hits six Midwest states in late September and early October for the ninth annual tour.
It started small. I think our first farm tour show had about 1,800, 2,000 people there. It's been an amazing ride, and I think it's morphed into a really special tribute to our farmers.
One tour sponsor, Bayer, donates to Feeding America every time the hashtag Here's to the Farmer is used in social media.
Talk about an uphill battle, 2,000 acres of beans and cattle. But he don't ever get rattled, he just goes till the sun goes down. Here's to the Farmer.
For the Farm Journal Report, I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Late on Friday, Ag Secretary Cindy Perdue released the names of those appointed State Farm Service Agency directors and Rural Development directors for USDA. Kansas, David Sham from Sharon Springs, who was president of the National Association of Wheat Growers and resigned last week. He has now been appointed the FSA director for Kansas. In Nebraska, Nancy Johnner. She comes to USDA with over 25 years of senior executive leadership on many levels, including a longtime staff member of former U.S. Senator and Ag Secretary Mike Johanns. Rural Development in Nebraska, new director Carl Emshauer. He has served as executive director of the West Central Nebraska Development District for the last 11 years. And in Kansas, Lynn Hendrickson. She joined the Kansas Department of Agriculture in 2013 as the Agribusiness Development Director. To find a full list from those all over the country, go to agview.net. Dow DuPont has shut down a 30-million-gallon ethanol plant in Nevada, Iowa. The $225 billion operation used corn cobs, husks, and stalks to produce renewable fuel. 90 workers are now out of jobs as a result of the move. The project received about $14 million in state grants since 2010, plus granted a $3.4 million tax credit. State officials looking at ways the company may have to repay some of those. The plant closing, part of the Dow DuPont announcement that the company will be downsizing its global workforce by 5 to 7%, along with consolidating and shutting down some of their facilities, as Dow DuPont finalized its $150 billion merger on August the 31st, and the company's planning to cut about $3 billion in cost as it spin off three separate businesses, including agriculture, material science, and specialty products. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Being here on a Tuesday, December corn down one at 347, March corn down one at 360 and a half. Later months are all on the downside as well. December Kansas City wheat down five at 425, March KC wheat down four and a half at 442 and a half. All three of the wheat markets are showing some signs of distress here this afternoon. Soybeans, as we pointed out, seem to be looking okay. November beans up 2 3/4 at 986 and 3/4. January beans up 2 3/4 at 996 and 3/4. Later months are all in the green. December soybean meal down 50 cents at 315.50. January down 50 cents at 317.70. Bean oil is up. December is up 29 at 35.02. January is up 29 at 35.18. So things are mixed in the soy complex, but the beans themselves are doing well. December live cattle is currently on the downside, down 150 at 123.82. February down 115 at 129.50. Later months are all down. November feeders down 82, 159.32. January feeders down 102 at 159.85. Again, all the later months are down by more than a dollar in feeder cattle. Hogs have had kind of a tough day so far. December hogs down 97 at 63.65. Feb hogs down 120 at 71.02. Again, all the later months are down in hogs. Just not the best day so far in the livestock complex. December cotton down 82 points at 68.03. March down 67 at 68.43. So we're seeing some struggles with cotton today. December crude oil is down 17 cents currently at 57.17. January down 17 cents at 57.40. The energies are kind of troublesome today. Unleaded gas is down. Heating oil is also down on the day. And December gold is currently down $5.90 at $1,275.70 an ounce. So we're looking at mixed numbers in our futures markets here on Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and today we introduce you to the American star in agribusiness, in FFA, after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
The American star in agribusiness at this year's FFA convention, Austin Nordic. He's in the lawnmower business. He owns and operates the Austin Nordic's Lawn Care Service, and it's located in southwestern Kansas. But Austin got an early start because as a kid, he started mowing lawns for neighbors. He started that when he was in eighth grade, and then he carried on as part of his supervised agricultural experience with FFA. And he soon realized that with all the yards he was mowing, one simple mower would not allow him to keep up with the volume. So he purchased a zero-turn lawnmower. This allowed him to be more efficient and take on more yards. In addition, he invested in more backup mowers and soon was taking care of 65 lawns. Though the money-making aspect first motivated him, all the opportunities that came with the business impressed him even more. He said, "Over the last 5 years, I've been able to start my own business and successfully manage it. I've been doing everything from bill paying and basic accounting to taking care of my taxes." But for Nordic, his achievement is about more than just his business. It is also about his leadership skills and critical thinking skills that he develops with the FFA and gives them full credit. He said, "I was always interested in the leadership activities that FFA offered, and it has benefited me not only through high school, but through my first year of college." He said, "The skills I've learned through FFA and through my business will stay with me throughout the rest of my life." Currently living in Hugoton, Kansas, he's studying engineering technology management at Wichita State University. That's Austin Nordic, the American star in agribusiness. Back with the final word after this message.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase 3 cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for two at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Austin Nordic, the American star in agribusiness. Tomorrow, we'll meet the star in agriscience. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Rural
rural life is often associated with fresh country air. Unfortunately, some of the air we breathe is full of particulates that can make us sick. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
You can't take breathing fresh air for granted on the farm. Mold spores, gases, and other organic dusts are hazardous to your health if you breathe them in. Ken Hellevang is an extension ag engineer at North Dakota State University. He says breathing in grain dust is often an overlooked hazard. Tiny particulates can settle deep inside the lung when you breathe them in and make you ill.
There's a lot of farmers who have developed some sensitivity to grain dust because of exposure over the years, and they need to be protecting themselves so that sensitivity doesn't increase. If there's been any kind of mold or disease activity that has occurred, that increases the importance of respiratory protection.
Hellevang recommends a mask that's rated either N95 or N99. It should be printed somewhere on the box or the mask. These will give you more protection than a standard face mask.
One of the simple ways that I differentiate is that all of the N95 or better masks will have two straps. If you find one that just has a single light strap, that's typically just a nuisance mask that's intended to keep out the large pieces of sawdust or something like that.
The mask should be fitted tightly to your face so the particulates can't get in. If there is a nose piece with a metal clip, form it around your nose. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about respiratory protection on the farm at agriculture.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups. A couple of 1500 model four-wheel drive and crew cab and double cab. 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab. And the new 2017 and 2018 Colorado four-wheel drives in extended cab and crew cab short box at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. CropQuest's annual conference, CropQuest Information Quest, is being held this week in Overland Park, Kansas. And as always, they've invited industry-leading partners to discuss the latest trends and farm challenges in the field. One of the conference sponsors is BASF.
One of the things that we're excited to talk about this year at the CropQuest meeting in Overland Park is going to be Zidua Pro. It's our blockbuster soybean pre-emergence herbicide. It's got three sites of action and long-lasting residual that has really set it up for success from east to west across the state of Kansas in the past year. We're also excited to be able to talk about our product Ingenia that had excellent efficacy when applied in a DT cropping system. Nexacor, which was new to the market last year, it's our wheat fungicide that's engineered for cereals. It's got three sites of action with excellent plant health benefits, as you typically see in BASF fungicides, but now being brought to that cereal and wheat market, as well as one of the underutilized gems in our herbicide portfolio, Verdict. We're excited to kind of reintroduce that to the corn acre. For more information about BASF products and how to use them, you can visit agproducts.basf.us.
That's Katie DeMars with BASF at CropQuest Information Quest. In other news, the Government Accountability Office will investigate an appearance by Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt in a video by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Pruitt appeared earlier this year in a promotional video against the EPA Waters of the U.S. rule. In that video, Pruitt called for public comments in favor of repealing the rule. The GAO has been asked to check if Pruitt violated laws on the use of appropriated funds for lobbying and publicity or propaganda purposes in the Anti-Deficiency Act, according to one group. Elsewhere in the video, NCBA suggests viewers take action and tell EPA to kill WOTUS. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Don't miss the 2017 Clemmix Baden National Final Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clemmix Baden National Final Steer Roping.